From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. More than 300 groups are asking newly confirmed Attorney General Jeff Sessions to thoroughly investigate, then stop the proposed mergers involving six major ag chemical companies. In a letter sent Monday, the groups said the proposed mergers of Dow Chemical with DuPont, Monsanto with Bayer, and Syngenta with ChemChina are each problematic on their own, with many likely negative impacts on farmers, businesses, workers, and consumers. Executive action taken by President Trump to limit government regulation could positively impact farmers who transport grain and livestock with semis. American Farm Bureau's Andrew Walmsley says among a flurry of orders issued by the president is a freeze on regulatory proceedings from a previous administration targeting the trucking industry. Walmsley says one of those is an electronic log device that's a mandate and goes into effect at the end of the year. He tells Brownfield farmers hauling within a 150-mile radius are exempt from the electronic logging device rule, but Farm Bureau has concerns about transporting livestock at greater distances when exceeding hours of service. The USDA now supports creating a California federal milk marketing order to replace the state's order. The USDA's Dana Cole tells Brownfield the order has the same formulas and product classifications as the 10 existing federal marketing orders. The state's three biggest dairy cooperatives all support the change. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.